Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your
Wednesday, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network, Almhoida, which is the ministry, Almhoida Health and Herbs, makers of the Morning Miracle, and I am your host, your brother, Elder V, Torah, because I'm all about this law. This is a day that the Most High has made, and if you're not optimistic, we're going to see if we can get that demon off you this morning. Because being optimistic is the way every Hebrew, every believer, every commandment keeper should be. Because our brother, long live the king, said, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? I'm talking about Yeshua HaMashiach, whom this world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, because there was no J until 500 years ago. So they didn't even call him that. But if you've got faith in the power of the one, the king that walked the earth, and that became the propitiation of our sins and redeemed us from the curse of the law, then you understand what I'm saying about being optimistic. Redeemed us from the curse. He didn't come to destroy but fulfill it, because not one jot or tittle of the law will pass away until all has been fulfilled. And we got a few more prophecies to go, brothers and sisters, so don't let nobody tell you the statutes, laws, and commandments are done away with, because he told us in John 14:15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Not trying to figure out how you don't have to keep them. Optimistic is to be hopeful and confident about the future, to be positive and cheerful and cheery. So, brothers and sisters, it is a disposition. So if you ain't got it this morning, shake yourself. You got a lot to be thankful for. Stop looking at the dark side. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. Stop looking behind you. Here on Inspirational Wednesdays, we talk about the right way to pray. Imprecatory prayers. This is the midweek where we pray against our enemies. People didn't know you could do that. Talking about, we're going to pray for them. We're going to forgive them. We pray that the Lord save them. Nah. I'm going to tell you how David prayed. An imprecatory prayer is an offensive word or phrase that people say when they are angry. Imprecation in a sentence. An imprecatory prayer is to invoke or call down evil or curses upon a person. When the people come against us and against your family and try to destroy you and your wherewithal and your livelihood and your liveliness, you talk to your daddy and tell him to handle that piece of business for you. And that's what we teach you on today. So take a minute, sit up in your chair, stick your chest out, stick your hands up, say hallelujah, all praises to the Most High, and be grateful. Think about the goodness. Whatsoever things are good, lovely, of good report, think on these things this morning. That's what we shall do. Before we go any further, you probably listened to the Heart of a Hebrew Woman last night. We want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for your support in what we've been teaching on the Shabbat in a series about war games. Boy, and I tell you, all hell has tried to break loose. And no weapon formed against us can prosper, Isaiah 54:17. But I see brothers and sisters going through it. Let me tell you Hebrews something. Y'all better stop this backbiting, gossiping, and tail-bearing about each other, and find yourself fruitful in the kingdom. And that's what we're going to talk about today before we get to the imprecatory prayer. You people out there are busybodies. Don't do nothing but live the text a lie, call a gossip, listen to a gossip show. Boy, it's overtaking you big time right now. You got better things to do. And we're going to talk about that today. Most High willing, we'll get to Straight No Chaser on tomorrow. But we'll be in the series on war games this week, and this will probably be the final part of the series unless the Most High gives us something different. Chapter 4, which will be dealing with marriage and the family. We're going to talk about your nappy head kids, too. We're going to talk about every aspect of it, because you've got to sanctify the home. Okay? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Marriage is a type and shadow of our relationship with our Abba and our brother Yeshua HaMashiach, for we are the bride and body of HaMashiach, the Messiah, whom you call Christ. So we want to make sure that we take care of the sanctity of the home. When you get home, man, you should feel good. You should be refreshed. You should be renewed, because you know you're coming to your castle. Don't let no foolishness come up in your house. Cut it off at the head. Cut its hoary head off. Don't even allow it. Don't let them kids come in your house with all these damn attitudes. Smoking this weed, listening to this rap music. Take control of your home and keep the joy of our Elohim, which you call the joy of the Lord. Keep it in your house. Turn on the music and dance. Cook some good food. All this locking up in your rooms, depressed like the world is against you. The Most High said, if I be for you, who can be against you? All praises to the Most High. I'm trying to awaken your soul this morning, people out there, because it's early morning, and I like to do Inspirational Wednesdays early in the morning, because some of you will catch it at lunchtime or driving into work, and this might help you to just be ready to deal with that evil boss that you got to deal with. I don't want you waiting until Shabbat no more to get your praise on, to rest, to relax, to think about the goodness and say all praises. I want you to stop in the middle of the week and say, I thank you that I've come this far. All praises to the Most High. Let's get it with these scriptures. Let's get it. We do have a fellowship coming up, a Shabbat gathering. That's all it is. We're not celebrating the holy days and the Hebrew New Year's on the 21st of March. It's equal parts day and equal parts night, as spoken of in the book of Enoch in Jerusalem and in parts of California. And so therefore here, the next day being the 21st, will be the Hebrew New Year. When we start our new year and we count 14 days for it, that gives us Passover. And after that, unleavened bread. We're getting together on April the 1st at Scott's Restaurant in Walnut Creek from 11:30 to 2. If you want more information, email me. I'm about to tell you what the V stand for. V is in Victor, O-R-R-I-E-C-E, at Gmail. Vorice at Gmail, and I will make sure that we RSVP you to be there to discuss how to keep the holy days, fellowship with your brothers and sisters, break bread with each other, and celebrate the Hebrew New Year and the kickoff of the coming holy days, all of them, Pentecost, Tabernacles, Trumpets, Atonement, especially for you Negroes that won't fast. How can you not put your plate to the side? All praises. So contact me or give me a call at 510-590-0909. Any questions, or you're in Northern California, or even if you're outside of California, you want to come be a part, contact us and give us a call. All right, let's get it. Let's get it. I got something I want to share with you today. And what I want to share with you today is we've already got our praise on, but let's look at some things. Go to Hebrews 10 and 25. I'm going to Hebrews to deal with you Hebrews this morning, because I told you Satan is sneaky and cunning, and if you don't give him no credit, I mean, come on, he didn't drove Adam and Eve out the Garden of Eden, and it looked like they wasn't there for no more than 5 hours before he got a hold of Eve, and she got a hold of Adam, and they lost all concept of what they was there for, lost out on the blessing, and you think you big and bad? He's constantly at work trying to destroy you, to destroy our people. Which is why we don't have time to be lambasting each other. We ain't got time for that. We don't act like the world. We've come out of the world. When he said come out of her, he meant come out of the way that she does things as well. Hebrews 10 and 25 says this. Listen, I'm going to start at 24, as a matter of fact. Hebrews 10 and 24 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love. If you're going to do any provoking, because a lot of you Hebrew Negroes try to provoke people to anger, provoke them to wrath, provoke them to fights, provoke them to giving up, provoke them to being discouraged. But he said clearly, let us consider one another. Be considerate and provoke unto love and to good works. If I'm going to provoke you, is I'm going to push you to do better in your walk with our Messiah, in your walk with the Most High. Ayah. That's what I'm going to do. I am provoking you this morning to do better, because you've got to shake yourself. That's what we're supposed to doing. And then on top of that, listen to what he said, because this is why we're getting together on April the 1st and every other opportunity we get. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. If anybody's trying to break up a solemn assembly or a gathering, you are of Hashatan. He told us, and the commandment was that don't forsake it. Don't forsake that. Come together. And why did he say come together? Forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. See, he knew that some, even in Hebrews, Thessalonica, and Colossia, they were doing this. Some people just didn't want to be bothered. Didn't understand the importance, but they negating the fact that where two or three are gathered together in the Most High's name, he'll be in the midst, because he inhabits the praises of Israel when they do come together. You're only negating your own blessing, the sweet joy and pleasure of fellowship. He said, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That is the day of the Lord, with the day of reckoning. And so much more we need to be encouraging each other, as we all know and see that this world is trying to wreak havoc on the Most High's people. Jacob's trouble is coming, and they have it out for us, which is why we should be in Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. Be considerate. And let me provoke you to love somebody. Let me provoke you to go do some good works. Go out there and feed the homeless. Take somebody some food. Lift somebody up in spirit. Not with your false revelations and your false doctrine, but go see how somebody doing. How you doing? How you doing? What you need? What can I do for you? Brothers don't even want you coming out in the streets talking about, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? They don't need to hear that. Half of them hungry. Don't have no clothes, no food, no blankets. Why don't you show yourself kind first, do some good works, and then maybe leave them the Ten Commandments to read and ask them, learn this and do this. And call me if you got questions. And check on people. That's me trying to provoke you to understand what he's saying right here in Hebrews. Proverbs 11 and 30. Let's keep it pushing. Check this out right here. This might bless you as well. Proverbs 11 and 30 says this: the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. When I talk about being fruitful, I'm not talking about the fruits of the Spirit. You got some people that still misunderstand precepts and will take being fruitful and try to align the precept of being fruitful with fruit of the Spirit. Not the same thing. Some of y'all don't need to be teaching, but you think you qualify. Because you didn't watch a ton of YouTube videos and got a pocket full of precepts. But that's the wrong precept. The right precept with this is the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. That's your fruit. But listen to the second part so that you understand what the wise man Solomon was saying. And he that winneth souls is wise. So he was correlating being fruitful and receiving the tree of life with being a soul winner. Don't you know you're going to get a crown, a reward for how many people you bring into this truth? How many people you spend time with that are babes? How many people you spend time with that are walking away from these treacherous denominations and religions and walking into this truth, and you show them the basic foundation of the truth, such as Deuteronomy 28, 68, Psalms 83 and Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9 and Leviticus and the laws and 1 John 2 and 3 and 1 John 3 and 4, and you spend that kind of time, that's the fruit. Because if you don't have fruit, let's not forget, every year they would come. Christ walked by the fig tree, Yesha, and saw that it was not bearing fruit when he was ready to eat, and he cursed the tree and it died. See, this is a different type of fruit. What are you producing with your time, with your mouth, with your life? Are you calling the same people, doing the same things, talking about the same stuff? Or are you reaching out to somebody new just to share with them the word in a gradual, perpetual motion? Yeah, it's got to start somewhere. That's the fruit I'm talking about. This ain't the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit of the accoutrements of the ingifting and indwelling of the Holy Spirit when it comes upon you, when you've been baptized with fire. And you don't have to fake it or practice it. It comes out of you. So you do know a person by their fruits, what comes out their mouth, what comes out their text, what comes out of their actions. Go ahead and run your mouth. You know a fool when they open their mouth. But see, wisdom, when wisdom comes out your mouth, when you can learn what we taught on last Shabbat about how to love, how to actually love your brother and sister. And let me tell you about one of the better ways to show them your love and to stay focused. Let's get to that real quick. 2 Timothy 2 and 23. Most of y'all don't even understand this. I know this. Second Timothy 2 and 23. For those that want to come out of this world, this foolishness, this gossip, and want to be fruitful, it said, first of all, but foolish and unlearned questions, avoid them. Don't let people bait you into foolish conversation and questions with, what do you think about this? Or have you done such and such? Did you hear what that brother or sister said, what they was talking about? Did you hear what that sister said on the radio? Did you? What fruitfulness is in all this distracting conversation? He said, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Do you know what he's saying? When he says that they gender strifes, he's saying how dumb it is and what it will actually lead to. There's another interpretation. I don't use other scriptural interpretations, but it just said, stay away from all that because it just leads to arguments and fights, and it's stupid. So if you're optimistic, you got your mind on the Most High, and you're trying to be fruitful, and you're busy trying to get that tree of life and win folks to the kingdom, what time do you have for the foolish questions, the same conversations about the same things, and chopping down people being talebearers and gospels, which is against the Ten Commandments? We so easily break them because we get baited in like a big old bass or trout or salmon swimming upstream and trying to avoid the fisherman's hook. But we get baited in because of that big juicy worm and get sucked up into the whole cycle of gossip, slandering, and don't even have the time to repent for it when we do it. This is echoed in Titus 3 and 9. Let's go to the book of Titus. So remember that, first of all, 2 Timothy 2 and 23. It told you to avoid these foolish and unlearned questions, because they're not going to do anything but gender strife. It's the bottom line. Now let's go to Titus. See what Titus said. Titus said in Titus 3 and 9, it's like this, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contention and strivings, arguments about the law. But they are unprofitable and it's vain. Meaning what? It's vanity. And if it's vanity, then we know what it is. It's breaking the commandments. So why should I be discussing points of the law? We talk about the law and learn the law and we do the reading of the law, but I'm not about to argue with you the law. If you don't see it or understand it, it's because the Most High hasn't revealed it to you. You do understand there will only be a remnant. If you don't see it, that's up to you. But don't think you're going to get on here and spew false doctrine. Because teachers and preachers have to be responsible for what. Do you know that the teachers that teach false doctrine will be beaten, whipped with more lashes than most other people? You have more of a responsibility on you to carry this gospel, which is the commandments, the law, and how you teach it. And that if you are wrong, he will come at you. So when it comes to contentions, he said avoid that. Man, somebody want to be all contentious and argumentative, and man, avoid that. You ain't got time for that. You're trying to keep the victory yourself. And striving about the law is not doing a thing for you, anybody. There's nothing beneficial in it whatsoever. Let me I want to break down this genealogies for you because I want you to see exactly what that is, the breakdown. A line of descent traced continually from an ancestor, combing through birth records, family trees, and trying to figure out bloodlines. Now, see, a lot of you didn't understand that, which is why I wanted you to break down the definition. Records are tables of the descent of a person. What is one of the genealogies people talking about? The birth of our HaMashiach and how it transpired. What's another one? What tribe you're from and who are the 12 tribes and what region they're in? And is the Mexican Issachar and all these stupid fights? He said not to do it, and we do it anyway. We get into vanity, puffing up ourselves. Genealogies. What's another genealogy that we always argue about and we get into? Trying to get into mysteries of the bloodline and what happened here and who's of Satan's seed and who's of God's seed and who's the man. He just said it's unprofitable, it's vain. And this is what I say at the end of the day. Are you out being about our Father's business, or are you busy arguing about stuff that is not profitable, leads to ungodliness, and it is foolishness, as the scriptures talk about? This is why we wonder why our victory is up and down like a roller coaster in our life and our emotions, because you're not doing it right. You're not getting the simplistics of this walk and what it takes. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say much more about that part of the lesson. I want to read to you the imprecatory prayer of the day. Let this be your imprecatory prayer for today, because I want to close out with this. Imprecatory prayers, as I mentioned, is for you to call down the wrath of the Most High upon those that are trying to do evil towards you. Imprecatory prayer of the day is Psalms 35. Plead my cause. Give me 1 second. Let's read this on my phone. I want to read out the scriptures. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Hallelujah. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am Ahayah, thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought down. Yes, sir. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. I skipped 5. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Verse 7. But without cause have they hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let his net that he have hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. Verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Elohim, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor. Deliverance, hallelujah. Deliverest the poor from him that is too strong. For him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoils him. 11, false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. I humbled my soul with fast, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not with hypocritical mockers in feasts. They gnashed upon me with their teeth. Verse 17. Elohim, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. That's why we get together. 19. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, or I have seen. This thou hast seen, O Elohim, keep not silence, O Elohim, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause. My Ahayah and my Elohim, judge me. Most high, according to thy righteousness, let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad at favor of my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Praise him all day. Don't ask him for nothing. He knows what you need before you ask. May that be unto your enemies. And may you know true victory on this day. So keep walking, keep moving, don't give up the fight. Pull out of vanity, pull out of foolish conversations, become fruitful, win somebody to the Messiah. Avoid the foolish people that are being inspired by Hashatan to draw you in to vain, unprofitable conversations, arguments, and discussions. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. Kwam Yasha Allah, peace and blessings. May the peace of the Most High be upon you. May you increase as you walk in these statutes, laws, and commandments. I got mad love for you. This is your brother, Vitor Ra. Until next time.
This is Truth Music, the Truth Movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy this planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hates us. The world is against us. We gon' bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many lies we told. We waking up so many locked up, so many shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't shake us. Now praise to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all. We live a life.
Lie to us, Christians lie to us. Read the Bible, the history is tied to us. Nobody cried for us, Messiah died for us. Ask the saints, all of them cry for us. At last, the truth has finally come out. We the people of the Bible. This is no doubt, can these bones live? I am living proof and baffled. Why my people hate the truth? False religions, false idols, false titles. This is truth music, not elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all, get close to the speaker. The world strengthens me when I'm feeling weaker. Let it sink down deep, deep into your mental. Truth get so hot it overheat. Instrumentals, we from the big cities plus the big lights. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many lies we told. We waking up so many locked up, so many shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us. Now praise to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
400 years of slavery, the same people had a lifetime full of bravery, hung in trees just like the Savior, had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script, Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's a tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not these BS heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians, but now truth is coming out in these last days. Put the strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plagues, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You wanna know whose address is from the kingdom? We from the big cities plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
No time, but we waking up so many lies we told. We waking up so many locked up, so many shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but praise to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Sit back, thinking deep like the pit, man of Israelite. Thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowin', try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet, I'm like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers live in falsehood, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats or Republicans. Pledge allegiance to fraternity, burn eternally. Tell them the truth, my folks quit to turn on me. They still learning me, my family is concerning me. I got a flow that's just straight up be earning me. But Satan got a tooth in the back, y'all don't miss it. They call me king, but my hand, you don't kiss it. We from the big cities, plus big lights.
was black, man. Moses was black.
Truth is there. Truth movement.
We gotta reverse the curses. Y'all feel me? I'm gonna try to get close to the speaker. Zone with me. Focus the energy on the Most High, man. But spit to him, spittle. Nothing to call him a no people, man. And we gotta be a light in the
city.
I'm transparent, man, when I'm on this mic. When I do music, man, you can see my soul, my spirit. The Messiah, follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah.